She Did It Her Way podcast, episode 139, How to Gain Confidence to Reach Ultimate Fulfillment with Stephanie Grutz.
Welcome to the She Did It Her Way podcast, a collective of interviews with top female entrepreneurs from around the globe who have done it their way. These women are disruptors, savvy, courageous, confident, innovative, decisive, unconventional, and humble. Our ladies have proven business models, have taken risks, and have failed only for success to follow. Join us as they share their stories, behaviors, habits, mindset, thought processes, and what it is like to be a woman who means business. And now, here's your host, Amanda Bolin.
Hello, beautiful and fabulous listeners of the She Did It Her Way podcast. Welcome back to another episode. Today, as always, I'm always excited when we have a podcast episode, but today is extra special because it's actually one of my best friends from high school, Stephanie Grutz, who some of you may know her because she hosted our February Her Way Challenge, and she's all about health and holistic health. So Stephanie left her corporate job and opened her own clinic dedicated to holistic health, and she even has her own vitamin line. So we talk about her journey from when she was working in corporate to then starting her own business and how she's built that out. So in this episode, you will understand how to take financial responsibility early on, discover how to find a business opportunity in a failed system or market, find a network and market for your business before you start, and more important, the most important thing, or the thing that I found that was most helpful, is how to gain the confidence to follow your passion and reach fulfillment in what it is that you do every single day.
Yes. Oh, I'm so excited for today's interview because I get to sit down with one of my really good friends from high school, Miss Stephanie Grutz, who, when this airs, it'll be in March. And you guys may have heard of Stephanie because she led our February Her Way Challenge. And Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Bo. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. And also, too, my nickname is Bo because my last name is Bolin. I've had that since we, like, junior high, I think. And then Steph and I played softball. So I would always be like, Grutz, Grutz. And then she would say, Bolin, Bolin.
So I'm going to have to change it pretty soon, you know, as you become a married woman.
No, actually, that there's debate about, are you going to keep Bolin? And I'm like, I think I kind of have to. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, it's pretty famous.
I love, like, Bo. Even my college roommates, Lauren, one of them, Lauren and Nell, they, in college, people would be talking about this Amanda person. And then throughout the conversation, Lauren and Nell are like, well, who are they talking about? And they're like, your roommate. And they're like, Bo? And they're like, Amanda? And they're like, yeah, okay, didn't register until you said Bo. So anyway, this is not about my nickname. This is about Steph. So I'm just going to dive right in. Tell us what it is that you do, and we'll talk about your journey of entrepreneurship.
All right. So I'm an integrative family nurse practitioner. So what that means is that I believe in getting the root cause of people's symptoms. I don't believe in throwing drugs at a symptom is the way to approach health. So symptoms occur in our body because our body's trying to tell us something. Mm. So it's our job to listen to our body, and then it's my job to be the detective for my patients and kind of help them to figure out what's the deeper cause of their problems.
Mm-hmm. When did you know... that you wanted to do entrepreneurship? Because I think back, like, okay, so Stephanie and I, not only did we play in sports together, we also worked at a golf course together, which involved countless laughs. We had a blast. Of course, anyone would work in a, like, golf course environment in college. Yes. And in high school. Come on. But I just always admire the fact that, like, you were so responsible and, like, you were going to school and everything. So talk to us about your inspiration for wanting to be where you are in terms of entrepreneurship, but then also why did you select holistic health?
Sure. So I guess growing up, came from a family. I was always frugal with my money at a young age. I think my dad kind of gave me that trait. Like, I remember on Sundays, we would be looking at the newspaper because all the stocks would come out with, like, the share prices and all of that. So dad would say, okay, you guys, I have three other siblings. He's like, you guys get $25 each, and you get to buy whatever shares you want. So I'd be like, oh my gosh, I want some Pepsi stock or I want Disney stock because it, you know, it was the highest per share. And then, you know, dad started teaching me about, well, if you get one of those, then you really don't have money to buy more shares. So just something as simple as that, which I don't think dad ever really gave us $25. Every week though, we would look at it and we'd budget and I'd try to be strategic with my money. So I think like from that point on, as like a 10-year-old, I was like, okay, well, I need to help like make this money work for me. So it was luckily my mom was a nurse, so I knew that I wanted to be in the healthcare field. So that part was easy for me. I know some people that graduate high school, they have no idea what they want to do, but I knew. Like so that helped me because before I even graduated high school, I'm like, I'm going to go to a community college. I'm going to save money. I'm going to live with my parents. And I worked while I went to college. So it allowed me to pay off all my debt as I went to school, which led me to where I am now.
I remember like when we were working at the golf course, you were already talking about retirement accounts while we're still in college, and I'm like, oh, that doesn't come until you like get a job. But here you are. I forget the guy's name, but you guys were talking back and forth about investments and things like that. I mean, at the age of, I don't know, 19 and 20, it's just entirely impressive.
Yeah, luckily I had a boyfriend that currently still have the same boyfriend.
Alex, we like him.
You know what? He was 5 years older than me, so he was telling me I always wanted to save. I just really didn't know how to. So he kind of taught me, you know, where to go to kind of open account. And I was working at a ski resort and you know, in the winter and a golf course in the summer. I wasn't making a tremendous amount of money, but you know, I put 25 to 50 bucks in every month and I didn't miss it. That was a pair of pants or something. So every month I do that. Then after the first year, I've started putting in $100 and I never missed that money. So that kind of just led me into continuing to, you know, contribute to my retirement and to also invest my money. So, like, you know, you kept asking about what made me become a business owner. I always felt like as I got my first job as a nurse practitioner, I wanted to shatter the so-called glass ceiling. So when I was a nurse practitioner working in a corporation, after 4 months of working there, my boss told me she wanted me to start training to become a senior nurse practitioner, which meant I'd be flying across America, training other NPs to do what I was doing. So at that time, I was like, oh my gosh, this is what I want to do. I love traveling. This is it. But at the same time, I was also sick. I had an autoimmune disease that I was diagnosed with when I was 21. And the stress of boards and getting a new job and moving cities, I think it all kind of just came crashing down. And I ended up in 2014, I was hospitalized for 7 days. I had my nutrition coming to me via an IV in my arm. And like at that point, I was like, you know, Western medicine has failed me. I feel like there's so much more out there. I need to figure out what it is. So that's kind of what took me into like the integrative, holistic approach to health. And the next day after I got out of the hospital, I mean, I researched night and day, and that's what led me to this path. I knew that I could help heal myself doing this, and then I could help heal other people that are in similar journeys as mine.
And when were you, the date wise, when you got out of the hospital, what month and what year was that?
December 2014. It was Christmas Eve. I will never forget it. My Christmas meal that year consisted of chicken bone broth. So yeah, it was something to remember.
So then how many, okay, so December 2015, and then
14.
14, excuse me. And then walk us through, I mean, from that moment, you're like, okay, I'm making a decision. I'm going to heal other people holistically, getting to the root cause. What type of research did you do? And I mean, you opened your doors to your practice when?
So I was just on this crazy path. I don't have children. My boyfriend lives 3 hours away from me, so during the week it's just me. So I'd work my full-time job, I'd come home, and every night I would study until I went to bed, and every morning I'd wake up and I'd read something. I ended up taking like functional medicine classes, getting into groups that talked about functional nurse practitioners, anything that I could do. I also started reaching out to people in the Dubuque area, like acupuncturists or other providers that I thought may be interested in what I was doing. So I ended up getting hooked up with an acupuncturist. I had no idea who she was. I just heard her name a few times. And I Facebook messaged her one day saying, "Hey, this is me. Do you have any need for a nurse practitioner?" And she's like, "You know, I have all these people that need labs that they really don't, you know, can't go to the conventional medicine doctor and get them ordered correctly. So yeah, I would love that." So from there, I was like, all right, I'm going to set up my LLC and I'm going to get this ball rolling because, you know, it's not like other businesses. I have to be, in order to accept insurance, I have to be credentialed with all the insurance companies, which can take 3 to 6 months. Mm. So it's not just you can't just open up shop, you know, tomorrow. It's something that really you have to set forth. So I started doing that. And then by November of 2015, I started working one day a week there. And at that time, I went down my full-time job. I only was working there 4 days a week. So just totally shifted what I was doing.
Yeah. Well, and what I love, really quick, sorry for the noise in the background. I can't really dictate when they want to vacuum the hallways. If you guys can hear that, I apologize. What you did in terms of, like you said, you reached out to people, acupuncturists, and you really looked for a way to partner with other businesses that made sense, where you limited the risk. You didn't just open up shop and say, "Here I am. Okay, come in." You said, "Okay, where can I find a network and a market that there's actual," like you validated that need, which is so smart because then you know that you have clients coming in that can be referred to you immediately once you get through the loopholes and, or not loopholes, but the hurdles with health insurance.
Totally. Yeah. She really helped me build my clientele because, you know, she knew the market and she knew who needed to see me. So she was the great like leader for that. And then when I started seeing patients, then all of a sudden they turned into word of mouth marketing. So I honestly didn't have to spend anything on my marketing because I just had this community talking about it. And there was such a need and I was filling that need that nobody else had.
Mm-hmm. So talk to us about then that time when you went to 4 hours, cause you were an hour and a half away from Dubuque, Iowa, which is where the acupuncture person, gal was. And mm-hmm. you were doing that one day a week. So not only were you constantly traveling back and forth from full time Monday through Thursday, and then your other work with the acupuncture on Friday. Talk to us about that transition period. What was it like? And then at what point did you know that you were ready to leave your full time job and invest in money, take out a loan if you did, I'm not sure, and really build out your own clinic? And then we'll talk about that.
Okay. So it wasn't hard for me. To every weekend I came back to Dubuque because Alex and I, my boyfriend, that's kind of our place. This is our home. So I'd rent out a room in Cedar Rapids and then every weekend I'd come back. So coming back a day early was actually like a vacation for me. And so yeah, I would do that. And then I was at the point of my career where my corporate job, it wasn't fulfilling my needs. I can't even explain it. I loved the company. I loved the people I worked with, but my passion was like, okay, I have this passion in my heart that like, I need to help these people that are on the similar journey as me. And that's what kind of just gave me the push to, okay, this is the real deal. So I honestly can't even tell you like the steps that I took because it just kind of fell into place with where I needed to be. So mm-hmm. I tried out the leadership role at the corporation for a little while as I was still doing this. And I'm like, this isn't fulfilling what I need to do. So it was easy.
You're like easy, done, not doing that. What, I mean, was there anything that you did in that lead up? I mean, you gave one day with actually, I can't speak today. My goodness.
Yes, it's okay.
Thank you. I mean, did you, obviously you're really smart with your money. So you have, I assume you had some sort of financial like built into that. And then, but then what were the steps to find a physical space? How did you know what you wanted it to look like? How did you determine what services you're going to offer? I mean, now you have a vitamin line. Like, how did this all come about? And then we'll talk about even more in depth, like specific steps in your mindset on what you did and how you got there.
Sure. So I'm actually just trying to think back. So when we were looking at spaces, I really wanted to own my own building because obviously being a business owner, you just want to keep the income in yourself. So mm-hmm. I would rather pay myself a rent than to have someone else. But in Dubuque, there just wasn't a market that was fitting what I needed. So I went and, you know, kind of searched. I found this place that was in a good neighborhood, in a higher trafficked area, neighbors with the chiropractor, just things like that, just that made sense to me. So that's what we did. It was a slab of concrete. So Alex, my boyfriend, and I developed a whole plan for the indoors to make how many exam rooms and all of that. And at that time, I knew that I wanted to be doing different type of therapies. So, you know, like you said, I have some vitamin lines. Well, I do IV nutrition. So high dose vitamin C, curcumin, Myers cocktail, glutathione. It might
what
all sound.
That?
they're all just different types of antioxidants or vitamins. And the people that I work with, a lot of times they have a GI, intestinal, stomach issues that don't allow for good absorption of nutrients. So what I do is bypass that system and it goes into your blood. So it helps nourish your cells without going through the GI system. Mm. So people with autoimmune diseases, people with inflammation, and people with cancer, there's been a lot of research with cancer and high dose vitamin C and curcumin, that type of stuff.
And meaning that like high dose vitamin C is actually good to lessen cancer.
Like, yeah, it kills the cancer cells, basically. Mm. So yeah, so I wanted to do that. So I, you know, we developed a room in there that could afford house that. And, you know, at the beginning of when I started doing it, I wasn't sure what I was going to do. I just knew that whatever I needed to do would fall into place. And that's kind of how it happened. So, you know, I got certified in this IV nutrition before I developed a room for it. So, yeah.
And then how did you decide to launch your own vitamin line? And how did you know or what gave you the insight to say, okay, this is also a really good step to move in this direction to offer?
Sure. So that came to be, I was getting so frustrated when my parents, friends, family would tell me or have Nature's Made junk supplements on their counter from the drugstore. I wanted something that could be given to my family and myself safely, that I didn't have to worry about what ingredients it had in it, that it was only the purest of sources. So that's where I went, and I met this guy on one of my functional medicine boards that, you know, worked with developing manufacturers to do their own supplements. So I've been working with him. It's awesome. I get to be creative and really, truly develop my own supplements. And like right now I'm working on a really good prenatal vitamin. So anyways, it's just fun to work with, but it's also something that I can give and be proud to give my family.
Mm-hmm. I know. I take some because like I called you last August and I couldn't. I was having such trouble getting out of bed, like out of the bed in the morning, and I was so tired. And part of it was obviously, I think, from changing time zones and so much stuff on the weekend. Like I just felt like my energy was being pulled in different directions, and I literally could not peel myself out of bed. And then you gave me those, I don't even know exactly what they're called, but I still take them. The adrenal fatigue.
Adrenal nutrition, yep.
Yeah, which actually talk a little bit about some of the things that women, especially women who are high operating and have a lot of things going on, that we might experience that we don't necessarily know that something deeper might be going on. Like the adrenal thing, I would never have thought of that had I not texted you and been like, what is going on?
Yeah, no, it's common, especially for like female entrepreneurs, female moms. Like we're always in this such go, go, go state that we don't realize like the little symptoms that are coming to us, like help me, but you know, we're already too far gone. There's produce our cortisol for our body. So a lot of times, you know, you'll hear the ads on the commercials, like you have belly fat, you have too much cortisol. And I always turn those off because they drive me nuts. But anyways, so, you know, your adrenals work really hard. It's a fight or flight mode. So they're pushing out this cortisol when you put your body in constant stress, which means traveling a lot, always staying busy, not getting enough sleep. Your body's always in a state of stress. And after so long, your adrenals throw up their hands and they say, okay, I'm done. You have pushed me over my limit. So instead of producing too much cortisol, all of a sudden your adrenals just kind of shut down and don't produce enough cortisol. So like those feelings of fatigue or depression or gosh, any symptom that you can think of, just poor nutrition, all of that stuff has to do with your adrenal glands. So it's really important to make sure that you're putting the right nutrients and you're doing the right things to help detoxify your body to get your adrenals working.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of detoxifying the body, if you guys were participating in the Her Way Challenge, we talked about lemon water, which I've always heard lemon water, but I've never really understood, okay, lemon water, great, hot, cold, whatever you want to do, but what is it about lemon that detoxifies the body?
So lemon just acts as an antioxidant. So just like vitamin C acts like an antioxidant, so does lemon. So it just helps kind of flush our body, rehydrate it, and detoxify.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of flushing, go ahead. Sorry.
Yes. No, that's okay. The acidity of it was what helps.
Well, and I was going to say, speaking of flushing, also going to the bathroom is important.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I pooped today. Oh my gosh.
Having an event.
You know, at first I always hated when people talked about poop, but now it's like one of the most important things that I talk to my patients about. I always ask them what their bowels are like, and I always make sure that they're going every day because your bowels have toxins, and that's why we get rid of them. It's just our body's way of getting rid of waste. So if we're not going every day, we're holding those toxins in our body. There's, you know, good ways to help move them along if you do have troubles, like magnesium. You can take magnesium at high doses without having any side effects. Magnesium is also good for like muscles and nerves. So also taking vitamin C helps as well. So yeah, just getting those bowels moving is awesome and important.
Mm-hmm. One of my clients always says, like, if she sees anyone in a bad mood, she's like, that person didn't go to the bathroom this morning. I'm like, oh, you're so, I was about to say her name, but then I'm like, oh, maybe I'll hold that back. But I agree. That's definitely important. Talk to us about, like, I know you as an individual and you're such a high performing person. Like, what is your mindset that keeps you going and not allowing hiccups or hurdles get in your way, even just in life and also entrepreneurship?
Sure. I guess I think to say like the invisible ceiling keeps me going. I know that my purpose in life is much, much larger than myself. So every day I wake up and I'm excited and energized and motivated. I love doing what I'm doing. So I have three LLCs that I have to keep up with. So it's a lot to take in. So like some days I just want to be like, hey, I'm just a nurse practitioner, but I can't, because now I'm not only a nurse practitioner, I'm an accountant, a marketing director, CEO, nutritionist, counselor, and everything else that falls under the entrepreneur umbrella.
Yeah.
There's no time to give the task to someone else because it's me. I'm it.
Yeah. You just got to get it done.
Yeah.
No, for sure. How do you, actually, we talked about this conversation, I think, a few weeks ago, just in terms of stress. And I thought your response was just a really good, straight talk response. Because I was like, how do you, I mean, with your three LLCs and going, I mean, how do you navigate your emotions? But then also, how do you handle stress?
What did I tell you?
Faith.
Okay. Yeah, that's still it. No. So really, when I'm stressed, I do things physically and mentally. I take cleanses. I do like time out for my GI system because I know that I need to detoxify sometimes when I'm getting into those stressful or just change in my normal typical routine. I know that it's my body telling me, hey, slow down, get clean, and move on. So I do that. And then, like I told you, I'm more of a spiritual being now, like meditation, Reiki, journaling. Like I do all of that. I love it.
Mm-hmm. I've never done Reiki, but it's something that I've always wanted to do. Can you tell us what it is in case anyone might not know?
No, it's really hard to tell people what it is because when I first learned about it when I was young, I'm like, well, that's kind of kooky. So I don't want to like put it down because it's amazing. It's really energy medicine. So it's more about healing. If you hear about chakras and stuff like that, mm-hmm. it's more just about healing your body, making sure the energy is flowing well, that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. I can tell you, like, I'll be laying on the table and I have this spot in my belly that like has always been injured from my autoimmune disease. So when we're doing the energy medicine, like my stomach pulsates. It's crazy.
Oh, interesting. I mean, one of my really good girlfriends goes and gets Reiki and the chakras and everything too, where it like cleanses the energy that's in your body. And she also says the same thing too. Like she can feel when her teacher or whoever does the Reiki pulls out that energy. And I believe in that stuff. Like I think that there's energy exchange. So if you say something positive, you're putting it out into the world and it like all flows back. That's why it makes me uncomfortable to say anything negative or complain about my day. Or if I catch myself, I like take it back because that is like omitting energy into the world. And then also you want the energy to flow through you. And sometimes it gets clogged.
Mm-hmm. So acupuncture is great for that chi, is what you're kind of talking about, the blockage of energy to kind of help keep that going through. But yeah, different things like that really, really do help.
Mm. What do you have any, like when you journal, do you just have a notebook and then you journal every day? Or are you on a routine, or is it kind of whenever you need that therapeutic time?
You know, I used to journal like every day. Now it's more of when I need that time. I learned this kind of cool practice to do. So like on half of a paper, you write what you feel like you can accomplish this week. So those things like, I'm going to get the dishes done, I'm going to pay my bills, that stuff where, you know, you just have to do it. You just need a reminder. And then the other half of the paper is like something that like you need to throw out to the universe. Like you might need, it's a little bit bigger than you are. You might need a little help with it. Like next week, I want enough money in my bank account to be able to afford that gym membership. Or I want to be on the She Did It Her Way podcast. You know, stuff like that. Like you just put it out there so that, you know, you're setting your intention. And I think subconsciously, like what we're putting out there totally is helping us go in the right direction of our goals.
Mm-hmm. And like getting in the right state and frame of mind.
For sure.
To be able to accomplish that. What's been the most unexpected thing about entrepreneurship that as you were going down your path, you're like, whoa. And it doesn't have to necessarily be a bad thing, but it can be kind of one of those like, oh my God, are you kidding me? I'm going to chuckle and laugh, but like, you're kidding me type moments.
Sure. I think I have like a positive one and a negative one. I don't know if you ever feel this way, but like I'll have 150 things to do on my to-do list. And one day I'll like get stuff done. I'll be so super productive and be so excited. At the end of the day, I'll look at my list and I'll have 150 new items.
Yeah.
And because I completed all the other ones. And I'm not complaining because like I know it's me pushing my envelope and there's really no end point in entrepreneurship. But it's just funny, like, you know, you're so excited to get things done, then you're like, oh wait, never mind. There's just a whole new list waiting for you. So.
Yeah, I feel like that is one of the things. I used to be so adamant and put on my to-do list to like clear out my inbox until I'm like, this is such bullshit. Like, even if I did clear out my inbox, it's not as if I'm doing anything to move my business forward. And I don't know if anyone else out there, and I don't know if you, Steph, too, of like, you'd almost get to a place where you have to just be comfortable and okay with unread emails. And like, if it's not a priority, unfortunately, like, it's not a priority. You have to take care of the things that are going to move your business forward. And I mean, sometimes you might hit like a roadblock in terms of you missed an email that came to, like, you got to it too late. But
Yeah.
yeah, it's work's always going to be there. It's always going to be there. So it's like, how do you want to spend your time to get the most important things done?
Yeah, exactly. And just to have that understanding that you will never get everything done, because if you're a true entrepreneur, there's always going to be something else that needs to be done. Because that's how you grow, right?
Yeah.
So, yep,
So
I'm
you,
learning.
yeah, you said you had a positive or a negative one.
Yeah, no, I have a so that was my negative. So it really wasn't that negative.
Yeah.
It's like a bad interview question. Okay, my positive would be like I never expected the amount of support that I've had from my friends, family, and everybody else. Like my patients especially. Like when they sit in my exam room and they say, "Wow, no one's ever told me that," or like, "You've given me hope." It makes me truly feel like I knew this is where I need to be. Yeah, that's awesome.
I love it. What, I'm trying to think it there was I'm like going through the list because I have those questions. I want to make sure that I got everything on there, but I seem to talk to us about, what are the things that keep inspiring you? What are some books that you read that you highly recommend and or podcasts? Because I know you have a few podcasts that you listen to and
So I luckily from driving like back and forth from my prior business, like I was able to listen to books and podcasts all the time, so that was nice. A book, oh man, Less Doing More Living was a book that I read a long time ago that I kind of really enjoyed. It gave some good tips on like the way that this guy kind of hacked out different things that needed to be done. So like using automated assistants or just different things like that. So that was, to me, that was a good book for entrepreneurs.
And it's called Doing
Less Doing, More Living.
Less Doing More Living. Okay.
And then like books that have helped me go through, and maybe some people that, struggle with depression or stress and just their mind isn't on right, A Mind of Your Own by Dr. Kelly Brogan is a really good book. It kind of changes the mentality on like antidepressants and that type of stuff. Like what you need to do holistically to get yourself on track and not rely on medications type of thing.
Yeah. Okay, I have some rapid fire questions now.
Okay.
Okay. So, if you were given $100 to spend any which way you wanted to on your business, what would you do with it?
Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh, that's hard. I would buy inventory. As silly as that sounds, I really like maybe that's not a good thing to do. I haven't done a lot of social media marketing, so maybe I would give in and put it towards some marketing campaigns.
I will say we did, and if you guys listen to the January goals made and not made, I actually invested $35 in Facebook ads just to see if I could increase the email people's signups because that was a goal that I had, and it actually like there was a direct correlation for Facebook ads and then email signups. And it
Awesome.
was
That's
really
perfect.
well, and it was really easy to use. And that was the first time that I ever took any sort of money from She Did or Her Way to invest in marketing. Otherwise, it's been super organic. But I mean, I was like, ooh, this is really fun. I'm like, oh, so when you do this, you get that. I'm like, what else have we got here, people?
Sure. It does work. It's just taking that, investment and just doing it.
Yeah. What would be the next, if you could outsource one task that you're doing right now, what would it be?
Accounting. Don't tell Alex because he thinks it's a relationship builder. But me personally, like going over the pluses and minuses of three businesses and a personal account every week is like
Oh my
my
God.
mind blowing. I have other things to do, but it's awesome that I'm learning how to do it because I do want to know everything. And someday I will hand this over happily to someone. But for now, it's okay.
I know. I wonder why, like, that is so, I mean, I get it too. I mean, I only like looking at that stuff when it's on Friday, when so I can end my week on it, not necessarily like have to start my week with such a heavy thing, but do it at the end of the week. Like it's like paper receipts and making sure you take photos and then following up and then did you categorize it correctly and then what is the true income profit loss right now and are what counts receivables and like you have inventory so
Exactly. Filling that up and yes, for sure.
and there's so many and then that then too you can look at like okay if I buy X amount of IVs and then I turn around and do one IV on a human or like one of my patients, but really then I got to factor in my time and then you get into like managerial accounting and it's like, oh yeah, I could totally see why you would definitely want to outsource that piece. Okay, if your life had a movie title, what would it be?
I think I'd call it unconventionally conventional.
Okay, tell us more.
So like unconventional is being, non-forming to the way that things are typically done, but conventional as in I see this being a way that will be traditional in the future. So I may be unconventional now, but I bet in a few years I'll be pretty conventional.
You guys are the early adopters.
Yes, exactly.
You're at that like bell curve, but you're at the beginning of it.
Yeah, and there's so many other people out there that have been doing this for so long, but it's just one of those times that needs, luckily, like social media and people to come together and people getting sick, unfortunately, is what's kind of driving this need for people that are doing integrative medicine. So.
Yeah, and I'm sure there'd be a whole nother conversation on politics involved with healthcare just in general and
Yeah.
the state of our mental and physical health as a whole.
For sure.
Like all that jazz. So, Steph, thank you so much for chatting with me today. I greatly appreciate it. Can you share with our audience where they can find out more information or visit you? And obviously, we will link back to this in the show notes so you guys can visit online and click from there if you'd like.
Awesome. Yeah, you can check me out on Facebook. I'm on the in Instagram as the Healthy Practitioner. I have a website, www.select or balancehealth.me. I also have one for my supplements. That's www.select-balance.com. And for my IV, third LLC is viveivtherapy.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Stephanie.
Yes, thank you, Bo. Have a good.
Thanks for tuning in to the She Did It Her Way podcast. Did you like this episode? Head on over to iTunes.com to leave us a rating and a review. We would love to hear from you. And don't forget to check out shedidithirwaypodcast.com, where you can subscribe to our email list so you can receive the inside scoop on our latest episode released each Monday. Now, do us a favor and go make it a great week.